Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
To the Lost Library Blind Box, our players for today.
Hi, I'm Alyssa.
Hi, I'm Annie. I'm Annie Creighton, also known as Annie Zard from Crooked Russian Cam. We do Gem Jam Cast, Gem Jammer, I Will Fight You, and Date Me Damn It.
I'm Jackie at Queen of RPGs on Twitter, and that's it.
I'm Melissa. I'm on Twitter at WilkieWit, and you can also hear me on the Lost Library Grayscale playing Lori.
I'm Shannon. I am at Shannon Maynard on Twitter, and I'm from Cool Kids Table and Kingdom Smarts, I guess. Sure.
And my name is Christina. You can find me on Twitter at CWoodsArt, on Tumblr and Instagram at ChristinaWoodsArt, or with my podcast, The Weirdo Sees, or through the Lost Library Grayscale on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Stitcher.
So, previously on the Lost Library's Blind Box for Mompocalypse, our intrepid moms sent their kids off to school, had an interesting morning, because as everyone was getting ready to start their workday, several things crashed into their city, and some kind of a weird purple shield went up around the high school. And as our moms have started to make their way towards the high school, they have been waylaid by one of these impact craters blocking the road. And for those of them that were able to investigate this crater, they saw a crashed, what looked like a spaceship, and something emerging from the spaceship. So, there's an alien coming out of the spaceship, and it sounds like it's in pain. It's just kind of lying there. So what do you guys do?
All I have is a sledgehammer. I don't think that's very welcoming.
Are we all at the same crater at the moment?
You are. You're kind of, like, scattered around it at various parts because, like, Eva was coming at it from the angle of the park and Jada was trying to drive up around, like, the sidewalk on the opposite side from where Eva was coming at it, and the rest of y'all were in the gridlock on the far side of this crater from the high school. So y'all are kind of there.
Okay. Does Eva wear any sort of Parks Association? Like, does she look official?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think I probably have, like, a polo shirt on, or maybe just, like, a very official-looking tank top if I'm spending the day outdoors. See, I think I've made it very clear I am a Parks employee.
Okay. Then Trish is going to see that Eva looks like she maybe knows what's happening and walk over and kind of, not interrogate, but excuse me, miss?
Yes.
Miss. You're with, and she kind of looks up and down, the park?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So what exactly is going on here? Was this a gas explosion? Do we have a water main break? What is this?
We have a visitor.
And she just kind of gives you this blank, not believing you stare. A visitor broke the highway?
I don't know yet if they meant to do it on purpose. I don't know yet if I can communicate with them to try and find out their intentions, but they are here. We will treat them with caution, but also let's try and be friendly.
So can we get a translator in here if they don't speak English?
Oh boy, I know some basic ASL, and I took Spanish in college. I don't know if that's going to cover this. I will reach out to people once I do an initial investigation. Let me go and introduce myself.
Thank
to our
you.
New visitor.
Thank you.
While those okay. two are talking, can I just be yelling down into the hole?
You certainly can. What are you yelling, Robin?
I'll just be like, hey, you alright? Yeah, I'll just be yelling a lot of like, hey, are you alright? Do you need any water?
You hear kind of like distressed noises, but it sounds like whatever it is aware of your presence, but no, it doesn't sound like it's trying to move anywhere else.
I'm gonna walk over to Robin and hand her the empty mimosa glass, and just gonna ask her, like, do you want to throw it at it? Do you want this?
No, don't throw a wine glass at it. No.
Okay, it throws it behind my shoulder.
I was just gonna say, hold on to it in case we can refill it.
Pulls out a wine bottle from her bag. We don't need to refill it.
I'm just gonna, like, hook arms with you and be like, we're staying together.
Besties.
Mm-hmm. So how deep down is the, sort of the crevice?
It's probably a good, like, 20, 30 feet.
And
it's kind of like, but it's not like directly like cone shaped downward. It's sloped in.
Okay, so all right then. Marge has no weapons. Marge has a flashlight and maybe a Leatherman tool. Marge is going to sort of look around, see if there are any policemen coming, any sirens anywhere. Because what the hell? Anyone coming at all?
You can vaguely hear the sirens that are maybe now a mile and a quarter from the impact crater, and there's just a lot of honking and sirens, and it's probably the police trying to get around the gridlock.
Oh,
and
Christ
no one
sake.
Moving.
You have legs, use them.
Marge is going to try to go down into the crater and take it very slowly.
Okay.
She's gonna like, alright, I'm coming down, just hold your horses.
I can't believe we're in Fargo now. This is great.
I mean, you did kind of see the other four player characters kind of around the edge of it, but there's no like authorities anywhere. So
yeah.
Eva's probably the closest thing to an authority right now.
Yeah, and I think I want to go down into the crater too.
Okay.
Do we want to come in from like opposite sides?
You guys mistake each other for the alien.
I mean, it'd be pretty hard to mistake each other for the alien that is in the bottom of this crater, but
I like that me and Jackie are just like cracking a bottle of wine, just like, oh man, look at them go.
Yeah. Too bad I left my phone at home.
Okay, I'm not going to make you guys roll for going down into the crater. It's pretty simple. Like, the only way you would not get down into the crater would be if you rolled a one and then rolled back out of the crater.
Trish is watching from a distance. She is supervising and making sure that work is getting done here.
Nice.
She has her arms crossed and her phone is like still recording.
I'm mocking her pose.
Yeah. You know the pose. Everyone's seen it.
Oh, yes. Okay, so Marge and Eva, you guys are going down into this crater. And as you guys get closer, I would like for you guys to, you know what, read a bed situation.
Literally thought you were trying to say read a bedtime story, and I'm like, that doesn't seem appropriate.
I'll keep that in my back pocket, though. That is an idea we could use later.
An alien screaming in pain, and you're like, once upon a time.
Do you want to pat the bunny? Here, touch it. It's soft.
If Jad is reading it, it's Ponsawana time.
Once upon a time, there was a nasty little monster who shut the hell up.
We're ready to go the fuck to sleep.
Yeah. Marge got a 7.
I have a 9.
Okay, in that case, then, you guys both have one hold that you can use right now to ask me one of the following questions. What's my best way in? What's my best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? What's the most vulnerable to me? Or what's the best way to protect the victims?
I will ask, are there any dangers we haven't noticed yet?
As far as dangers that you guys haven't noticed yet, I mean, there is, of course, the spaceship, which is still vaguely smoking, but it's not like a, it doesn't seem like an I'm going to explode smoking. It's just like, hey, this thing hit the Earth at a very high velocity, kind of a smoking.
Okay.
And there's some things kind of scattered around, like, the bottom of this crater that look like they fell out when the alien fell out of the spaceship. But none of them are within, like, none of them that look like weapons are super close to the alien. And, like, the alien is not a danger. It's lying on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It is, like, looking up at you guys, but it's not, like, making any dangerous moves towards you.
By the way, did we actually describe this one on audio, or do we just have this very good picture?
No, we did not. I think I described it as, like, tall and big and bulky with, like, tentacle arms.
Mm-hmm.
But for reference, this alien, it is kind of, like I said, it's big and bulky. It's got big, like, tentacle arms and shorter legs. It's got two kind of, they kind of look like ram horns that curl back up and over its head. There's two tiny little eyes, and it's got, like, shoulder plating with alternately, like, kind of, like, spikes and bumps. It looks kind of chitinous, and it also has some similar, well, actually, it's lying, like, it's kind of lying, like, face down on the ground. But you can see there's, like, six kind of, like, ports on its back, and it looks wearing some kind of utility belt.
Hmm.
Okay.
But yeah. So, Eva, what would you like to ask for your question?
I'm going to ask what is most vulnerable to me in that, as somebody who is used to working with animals, what normal Earth animal behaviors or characteristics can I sense within this alien? Is there anything that it any attribute it has or any behavior it is displaying that is familiar to me?
Well, as a parks ranger, you've probably come across your fair share of, you know, like, little animals and things that got run over by someone driving around and not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, this alien is clearly, it's clearly in pain. It does not look good at all. In fact, things look very bad for it, but it's not displaying any aggressive behaviors. It's looking at you guys, and it's kind of trying to, like, move one of its tentacle arms, like, towards you guys. And it's kind of got, like, actually, how close are you guys paying attention to it?
I think Marge's attention is pretty solely focused on the alien.
Okay. In that case, then, how about just a straight attention roll?
Oof. Four.
Oh, where did it go? It fell off my desk entirely.
It's so ashamed.
Marge gets another experience point.
I can't even see it.
If any of you guys hit 5 points, by the way, let me know, and then we will do a level up.
We may actually get there.
We'll get there eventually.
Okay.
Who knows? We might get there. Getting,
I just got a four.
Okay, double fours.
Yeah, I'm like 2 feet away from this thing, and I have no attention for it.
You also get experience then, Eva.
Oh wait, did we not notice each other before and now we have?
Like, what? Yeah.
It's like that gif of the two Spider-Mans pointing at each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna say that you guys can't see the alien, because you can see the alien. And it's kind of like moving one of its arms towards you guys, but it's like just kind of looking up and like making the sad like those kind of noises.
What I would like to do is, do you know those little plastic camping cups that are made out of, like, telescoping plastic rings. Like, it compresses down into, like, a little puck or something, and just push it up. Like a lightsaber, like a toy lightsaber.
Yeah, I was a Girl Scout. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, good.
I only know those as a shot glass.
I have one of those and a bottle of water in my bag, and I want to try to offer this alien some water. I feel like that's step one, and I'm just praying this isn't, like, a sign situation and the alien is allergic to water and I am dooming it, but I gotta try something.
How is it actually water?
Mine is actually water.
Now, did you say this guy was on his face or on his back?
Kind of lying face down. Like, it's got its head up enough that it can look at you guys.
Okay.
But they're not, like, but you can't see anything on their chest.
Gotcha.
But yeah, Eva, as you offer this alien water, the alien just looks really confused because the alien doesn't have a mouth.
Aw, oh, dang it!
its arm is still, its like tentacle arm is still trying to kind of like move up towards you, got like in your guys' direction, but it just looks really confused. The concept of water and cup.
Oh.
It's getting, like, it seems like it's understanding the mercy part, but not really the offering a drink part.
You guys. 5 people, okay, should be 6. There's 6 of us here. Alien that crash-landed that doesn't have a mouth and is reaching out to us. This is an Animorph situation.
Oh, my God!
Oh, no.
This was not intentional.
Guys, I gotta go.
Yes, I've definitely read Animorphs. I understand this reference.
Oh my god.
We gonna get superpowers.
I mean, it wasn't gonna be Animorphs, but now I'm a little bit tempted.
One of us is gonna be trapped as a red-tailed hawk for 50 books.
No. Oh my god, no. It is, don't worry, this is not going to directly the Animorphs, but yes, so Marge, it is confused by the concept of water and cup. It sees that you're trying to help it.
Oh, not Marge.
But, sorry, Eva, it sees that you are trying to help it, but doesn't understand what you're really doing.
I'm going to take a drink of water myself from the cup, a monkey see, monkey do, offer it again. I don't know if it'll do anything, but I'll sort of smile, and I will talk to it. Even if it doesn't know what I'm saying, I imagine the tone of my voice just like, "Hey, buddy, thanks for coming to Centerville. We're real happy to see you." Just trying to be auditorily soothing, even if it doesn't understand my actual words.
It looks up at you, and it kind of goes like, just like it's talking to you, it's not in a way that you can understand.
Yeah.
But it can't, like I said, no mouth, so it can't really like drink. At this point, its tentacle arm kind of like comes around and it like uncurls because it was holding something. Huh. And the thing that is kind of like, I mean, it's a tentacle, it doesn't have like a palm of its hand, but like, like on this flat surface is something that looks kind of like caricature, like kind of like bullhorns.
Yeah.
Animal bullhorns, that is. But it's smaller, and it's got kind of, it looks kind of chitinous, like this, like the alien's armor, but it's got, like, a little, like, circle, kind of, on, like, the flat end of the horn, and it's not, like, it kind of, like, lets it fall out of the edge of its tentacle, and then, like, as this thing, like, tumbles to the ground, like, the alien, like, moves its tentacle up and, like, pokes itself in the temple.
Oh, it fell off!
It, like, pokes itself again and then, like, roll, like, kind of, like, tries to, like, pass it towards one of you guys.
Aww.
Marge is gonna reach out and, like, sort of gently take the horn and then kind of squint at where the alien's horns are and then just sort of try to stick it on her forehead.
Okay.
Is this some kind of telepathy thing? What's going on here?
This one's broken. I don't want
it. Give me a little hat.
Actually, as you, like, stick it onto your forehead, it kind of, like, when you move your hand away, it does kind of stay sticking there.
Ah.
You don't know how. It kind of feels a little bit like when you go to the doctor's office or whatever and you have to have, like, a diode put on or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it doesn't feel like, it's kind of stuck on there. And...
Oh, this looks like all those weird demon girls Daphne was drawing when she was 13.
And I'm gonna have you roll plus heart.
Okay, so that's a 10 plus my plus 2, so that's 12.
Okay, that is very good. Because as this thing is stuck to your forehead, the alien in front of you makes more noises. Only this time, Marge, you hear it saying, "There is not much time."
Oh, gosh. Oh, geez. Okay. What? Not much time. Not much time for what?
As it continues, there is not much time. The fleet is trying to use those from this city. We need energy. And the former fleet is trying for the young ones. There is no time. Use what I have.
How do we stop it?
There is no time. Disable the ship. And it kind of, like, there is, like, you can see now, there's some things scattered around on the ground around the alien. There's what looks like a tablet computer, like an iPad. There's something that looks, for lack of a better word, it looks kind of like a lightsaber. Like a combination of, like, a lightsaber and a maglite. And there's something that looks kind of like, you know what, it kind of looks like one of those, like, flossers that you can use to, like, where it's got, like, the floss along one part and then, like, the curved club part, or, like, the curved, like, stick part. So, like, there's some things lying around, and the alien in front of you says, like, you hear it say, "Use the weapons to save them."
Well, hold on. Stay with me. I would really like, what the hell is happening?
We were trying save. But the terrible cause. The young ones, they are the key. And it kind of, the alien kind of, like, slumps to the ground a little bit. And it's probably dead.
This is so sad. Alexa, play Despacito.
He needs some milk.
Shit. Okay.
How are the rest of y'all reacting to the fact that Marge is now, that Marge, who some of you might be familiar with, is trying it, like, just started talking all of a sudden, and this thing looks like it died.
Wow, she's a badass.
Don't talk to her, you'll die.
God, her talks must be so boring. He just played dead.
Okay, so, the alien is, yeah, dead. The tablet computer thing is just, like, lying on the ground. It looks like it's lit up. But there's stuff down there at the bottom.
So, Marge looks over at Eva and, like, her eyes are basically as big as dinner plates. He's like, did you get any of that, or was that just... And she sort of absently taps the horn.
No, I just heard your side of the conversation. It's... Were his last moments peaceful? What did he have to say?
Oh, okay. Oh, God. So, aliens are real. I guess we're starting with that one.
I feel like at this point Trish would be working her way down into the crater to see what is taking so long.
You're probably not wearing very practical shoes to do it in.
She's wearing her Gucci sneakers.
Okay, that's right. She came from kickboxing.
So they are practical.
But she doesn't want to get them dirty, though, so she's being very careful.
She's being extremely careful, but she probably walks up and says, have we figured out what is going on here?
Y'all gonna die.
Did you shout that from the lip of the crater?
I've seen enough horror movies. I know where this is going.
Yeah, this is when it starts to get bad. Someone's going to make a terrible decision, and the rest of us are just going to have to run.
So, aliens. Aliens are real.
Excuse me?
Just sort of, like, thumbs the slumped over alien. Aliens are real.
I'm not sure what kind of joke this is, but I need to go pick up my kids.
Kids. Oh god, right. The high school, that dome over the high school, weren't... Oh god, my girl's in danger.
Yeah, what is that, a quarantine?
I don't know. It said something about a fleet and the youth are the key, and I mean, children are the future, we all know that. Oh, yes. It said use weapons to disable the ship, and I don't know.
Sweetie, we're landlocked.
Did she sincerely miss the part where it fell out of the sky?
She rolled so low on her attention, she doesn't know. She's still, like, in denial it's been a gas explosion. Not sure what the thing on the ground is, not looking at that because it's kind of gross.
Oh, honey, you got a storm coming.
She's probably going to have a mental breakdown here in about half an hour when it kicks in, but till then she's just running on what she knows.
Mm-hmm. It kept saying there's no time, and I don't think we can wait for the cops.
Okay. We can let the cops take care of our departed friend here. I don't know what practices are in place for alien disposal. Hopefully they'll treat him kindly, treat him with respect. If there's something up at the high school, we should go there.
That's what I've been saying.
Sorry, my head's a huge jumble. There was just another thing in it for a second. That was very weird. It said to use the weapons. It pointed out all these, and she gestures towards sort of the debris with all the sort of items that Christina was pointing out, and the tablet. Does anyone know how to work tablets? I can barely get FaceTime working on my iPad.
I'm going to take a swig of the wine that Jackie has, give it back to her, then slide down and just be like, I got it.
Y'all going to die.
She says again.
John is good up here.
Yep.
All right, I'll pick up the tablet and see what I can figure out.
Okay. In that case, then Robin, roll use magic. And in this case, magic is interchangeable with weird alien technology.
How do I do that?
You roll plus your heart.
Okay.
Any sufficiently advanced, etc., etc.
Yes, exactly.
I got a 7.
Okay. In that case, then... So, you go to pick up the tablet. And as you pick it up, it's still lit up. but it's showing what looks like the alien equivalent of a lock screen.
I'm gonna turn around and, like, touch it against his tentacle.
That did it. It opens. And there's not, like, apps, but there's just, like, kind of, like, swirling. It looks like code in some kind of alien language. And there is like, a center button on, like, the bottom of it, kind of like on iPads and iPhones. But there's no other, like, keyboards or flips or switches or whatever.
Do I see anything that has, like, a picture icon on it that I can try to figure out, or is it all in language?
The closest thing is that there is, there are, like, some icons, but it's not, like, app icons. There's one that looks kind of like a star. There's one that looks like a circle. There's one that looks a little bit kind of like the curved, it looks kind of like a horn, a little bit like, the one that now Marge is wearing on her head.
I'm gonna click that.
Okay. As you click it, it shows what is probably the alien equivalent of the buffering circle. Although it's probably not, like, the buffering circle.
I feel like aliens should have better Wi-Fi. Like, is it not in a ship? Did it damage when it crashed?
I mean, it did damage a little bit because, you know, the ground is hard. So it buffers for a while. And then you hear from it, you, Robin, hear from it, and Marge hears, analyzing local information. And then all of you hear from this tablet.
Oh, I have to throw this out now. This is AOL. Sorry, everyone.
Ask it to ASL.
Aliens use dial-up. Great.
And then you hear, "Greetings. My name is Una.
English and in everybody, like, yes, everybody is hearing this.
Yes, in English.
It does speak Spanish.
Hello, my name is Una. Flight computer program for transport ship 14735. How may I assist you?
What are we looking for? The guns? The weapons?
There are weapons available. Would you like to learn about the weapons?
Fuck yeah.
As you say from the top of the crater, yeah. Because you have not joined the others yet.
Yeah, is weapons what gets you down here?
You know, I'm not wearing the proper shoes. If you guys want to come up here, that'd be great.
Just fall down, you'll be fine. Yeah, I guess I'll ask it about where the weapons are and how to use them.
There are several different kinds of weapons for the fleet. The common transport ship is provided with three kinds of weapons. The transport ship contains one standard issue baton, one standard issue club, and two standard issue guns, which are located on the fore of the ship. The ship is currently face down in the crater.
To a person?
Huh? Press zero.
No, I'm just joking out loud that if there's a button to press to talk to a person, because this robot's talking so slow.
No, like, you gotta like hold up the phone and say representative.
If you hit zero, it usually takes you to customer service.
Yeah, I'm sure you know that, Trish.
Alright, well, I guess everyone heard that, so mm-hmm. I'll just, like, gesture out with it, be like, alright, well, I guess there we go. Unless we need something else out of this weird alien computer.
And it's
I don't know, it said disable the ship. I don't know if this is the ship, or if there's some other... Were there a lot of ships?
Can we just say, cancel! Cancel ship! Stop ship!
What was her name? Una? Una! Disable ship!
I'm sorry, I cannot complete that command.
Is it like Google? Do I have to say, hey, Una?
The normal transport ship has been
disabled due to damage the external engines.
Well, don't put your engine. Put your engines inside.
No wonder you crash landed.
There are 6 other ships from the fleet within a 3-mile radius.
Wow, they use miles.
Hey, it's in America. It localized to American English.
It translates, remember? It scan the area, knows none of us know metric.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all went through that period where they were trying to teach us metric, but it just didn't work.
It just didn't stick.
Nope. Okay, so it's said to disable the ship. I'm talking OOC at the moment. It said to disable the ship. Maybe that would take down the domes? Because there's... Well, look, the ship's nothing. We've got to... There's that dome around the high school. We've got to see if we can get through that. Or, I don't know about you gals, but my daughter's in there.
Yeah, yeah. Siri, how do I get through quarantine?
I'm just going to kind of turn it away from Trish. Una, how do we take down the little bubble around the school?
Okay, Robin, roll investigate a mystery.
I got a 6.
Okay, so then you get experience. You don't get to ask one of the direct questions, and Una says, "I'm sorry, I do not understand the term school."
So you can translate to miles, but you can't learn what a school is?
maybe something about where the youth are, that the alien kept talking about the youth.
Okay, hey Una, how do we take down the barrier around the youth?
Okay, do you want to roll another investigative mystery just to see if it'll, like, comprehend your questions? Because, like I said, this thing got damaged, so...
I got an 8 this time.
Okay. In that case, then, Una says, the normal procedure for resource gathering is to separate the energy sources from the surroundings using a circulating shield.
Listen, I just finished high school. I don't know what the hell she just said to me.
Can you translate that more into English?
There is a shield around the youth. This shield can be bypassed in several ways. Shields used by the fleet can be deactivated in several ways. With sufficiently high clearance from the fleet, by using weapons, or by a major explosion.
Okay, well, I call dibs on a gun. Because I heard there's one.
Eva also wants a gun because as a parks activities coordinator, she's good at archery. So aiming is something she knows she can do more than, like, brute strength.
I wouldn't say guns and archery really go hand in hand, but it's close enough.
They're different hand sets, but marksmanship. She can aim. She can be accurate.
All right, that's what we'll call it.
I mean... There's no guns on the ground. There is the thing that looks kind of like a lightsaber and the thing that looks like a club.
Okay,
I thought the tablet said there would be guns inside.
There's the guns that were on the ship, like as like its ship mounted weapons. But those are currently like buried face down in the crater.
Oh, wow. Not for hands.
I mean, if you got big enough hands.
Yeah, I thought they were guns for hands too.
Yeah, sorry, I should have clarified.
Someone want to ask if that guy has high enough clearance?
Are you, you still are in the crater. Yeah, you are still, right?
Me? No, I'm...
Did you get down there?
No. I'm yelling all
okay,
this.
Then it can't hear you ask that question.
So I said, hey, someone ask it.
Are you yelling this from the top of the crater?
Yes.
Hey, Uni, how do we get clearance?
Every fleet member is assigned a security badge, which is located on the front of the utility belt.
Okay, I'm gonna push over the alien and find that.
Yeah, you might need help.
Okay, since this alien is pretty big, like, it's at least, like, 6 feet tall, I would like for the two of you to just roll plus strength, just to see how well you flip this guy over.
I got a 5.
8.
Okay, a 5 and an 8. So, Robin, you get experience. but together, you guys are able to eventually flip the alien over, where there is a kind of like a circular, like, security badge. It looks kind of like, hey, Pokemon fans, help me out. Which is the badge where it's just like a circle with a smaller circle in the center of it? It's like
gold. Oh, that's the Marsh badge.
It looks like the Marsh badge, but bigger. It's probably like, okay. It's probably like,
yes, I'm pretty sure it's like the Marsh badge.
5 feet in diameter? Like 5 feet? Not 5 feet. God, that's big. It's like 5 inches in diameter.
Car.
five inches in diameter.
Is that my smart car? We've just popped the hood off of a car and like, yeah, this, it takes two of us to lift it. Here's our badge.
I wouldn't make you guys carry that.
Okay, so I think we got what we need now to take down the quarantine or whatever we're calling it.
If he has high enough clearance. Yeah.
Well, I hope this guy did well and got promoted. I hope he's better at whatever it takes to get clearance than flying. Not to be rude.
Disrespecting the dead.
Ow.
Keeper, I have a question.
I may have an answer.
Is the ship torn up enough that I could, like, wrench a piece of debris off of it? Like, could I just grab off a big chunk of jagged metal and just carry that with me as a makeshift weapon?
Yeah, you know what? Sure. There's enough of the, there's enough of, like, damage that was done to the front of it, especially as it crash-landed into the ground, that, yes, you are able to remove a piece of metal that's roughly the size of a bat.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit longer, but it's metal. You now have a metal beam that has the properties of one harm hand.
Okay, and then I probably, just so that my hands don't get all cut up, I probably have, like, bike gloves or like rock climbing gloves or something in my mom purse.
Yeah.
I think it's more the fact that you're like a park ranger than you are a mom that you have gloves. You guys want to get out of that hole now, or did you just want to spend the rest of the day in there?
This is my hole!
Oh. Did we, you said there was that one weapon that looked kind of like a, I pictured like kind of a bowstring, like a violin bow, or like a hacksaw. Yeah, I want that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then Marge has the club.
Rad.
And the other one was a baton?
Yes.
Alright, I'll pick that up.
Okay. And the baton. The club has the properties of two harm, hand, and heavy, and the baton has the properties, actually it has a couple different properties, so I'll let you know what properties it has when you use it.
Okay, and I'll hand the tablet over to Trish and be like, this seems more your speed, have fun.
Thanks. Alright, so what are y'all gonna do?
I say we make tracks towards the high school and see what's what there.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll climb out of the hole.
I walk around to the other side of the hole.
Okay. Do you guys brief Jada on the situation?
I heard everything. I have perfect hearing.
But you've also been drinking, so...
Listen.
That means she's more nosy.
Which is why she's believing all this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, alien, sure, whatever. Okay, got it.
Okay, so as you guys make your way along the main road towards the direction that you knew the high school to be in, are you guys walking in any kind of, like, marching order? Is someone in front, someone in the back? I'm just, like, trying to get a grip on this situation.
We're not that organized.
I think we should just walk in, like, one straight line, you know, across. We have that, like, slow pan through each mom.
Mm-hmm. We'll just do a Reservoir Dog style.
I'm imagining just some kind of chatty mom cluster.
Okay. Are you guys, like, talking as you guys go along?
I mean, Marge is that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel like me and John are just like sharing that wine
bottle. We're like halfway through it right now.
And then once it's empty, you guys have another weapon.
Yeah. We're trying to be helpful and practical right now.
I've got a sledgehammer. Don't mess with me.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't need a weapon. She's fine.
Okay.
Have you seen these guns?
Trish is going to be tagging along with Eva since she seems to be, like, the point person for an authority figure.
Yeah, I just have, like, an embroidery on my tank top that just says Parks Department.
Oh, God. That's good.
But she reacted well to the bossing before, so...
Oh, God.
So how big of a town is this? Is this small enough that we... Is this big enough that we don't all know each other, but small enough that we've probably all seen each other around?
Mm-hmm. I mean... You guys all do have kids who are at the high school, right. But it didn't sound in the introductions like there's a lot of, like, overlap in between your kids' cliques. Mm-hmm. And the high school also has probably around, like, 2,000 kids in it, so...
That's a very big high yeah. school. What is this, the high school for the county?
That's actually how big my high school was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You guys probably would have seen each other around, but... But that depends. How familiar do you guys want to be with each other? Oh my god, we didn't go through a roll history. Shit.
Guys, we're professionals.
Do we want to, like, do that at the start of the next session, then?
I mean, we...
Or, like, now?
Now that we've all met, we can go through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just have, like, a walking clip show where it's like, oh, remember the time you and I were both chaperones on the art museum field trip? What a day.
We all just look at each other and we're like, oh shit, right, sorry. I didn't recognize you. We didn't write down our character history yet. I'm so sorry.
You can tell how much preparation I put into this. This is what happens when artists run games. You get really cool artwork, but then you forget to do things like establish character relationships.
I'm feeling personally attacked right now.
Shannon, that was a self-attack, Shannon. I am not dissing you. I am dissing myself here. Do you guys just want to, like, talk on the way over to the high school? Because you guys do have about 2 miles to walk or run to the high school.
This is a really good time to do it. So
it'll be less if you guys want to, like, walk, like, cut corners and cut through the neighborhoods and stuff. Because
oh sure,
there is there is a kind of, like, ritzy subdivision that is kind of, like, in between the, like, the crash area in front of, like, and the high school. So
it's probably where Trish lives.
I'm down for taking shortcuts.
Yeah. Yep. Jumping over fences.
I'll kick over some, like, shrubberies and climb over fences.
Wait, just let me knock the fence down with my sledgehammer.
We'll do the Shaun of the Dead. What, you've never taken a shortcut before?
So I feel like I've seen some of you ladies around the bake sales, maybe? I'm Marge. I don't think we've ever actually formally met. I'm Marge. I'm usually the one that brings the lemon bars.
I'm Eva. I bring the granola bars. Those are good lemon bars.
Oh my gosh, I love your granola bars. Is it peanut
ginger?
Butter? Ginger. Oh.
Oh, she's my favorite spice girl.
I'm Robin. I bring nothing.
Oh, I usually bring, like, some bakery cookies or something. You all know they're from Walmart. She doesn't say that.
I'm Jod. I don't usually go.
But I think, don't you have an Instagram?
I have an Instagram and a YouTube, and I also have a Pinterest board, and she just keeps listing off all these bunch of social medias.
Yeah, I thought I recognized you. Hi, I'm Trish.
Hi, I heard.
Most do.
Yeah, that's not.
No,
a good
wait.
Thing.
I've heard of Pinterest, but what? Can you explain to me Snapchat? My daughter doesn't really explain Snapchat to me very well.
Ashley's not allowed to use Snapchat.
Oh, that's smart. She friended me.
So
like
that means
ago.
She's probably using it anyways.
Guarantee.
I'm pretty sure she's one of the people who is my friend. So.
Oh my god. As you guys walk, you guys are at this point getting pretty close. You're maybe like approaching the first of the main like roads through the subdivision. And you hear there's kind of like a rustling in the bushes ahead of you guys. So that's there.
I'm holding the sledgehammer.
Yeah, rustling in bushes are both things that I know very well from. That's all a park is.
It's probably just a cat.
I'm gonna go investigate the bush.
All right. In that case, then it sounds like you want to roll an investigative mystery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's six.
Okay, you get experience. How many are you up to, Eva?
This is four.
Man, Eva. One more. Come on.
This is a really big day for me.
Oh my god.
Your time has come.
Okay.
Yes. I can ascend.
So you go to kind of like check the bushes, but it's not really like sounding like anything more than, you know, there's rustling, but it's not like, it doesn't sound like anything bad to you. You're familiar enough with like how bushes work that, you know, sometimes they just kind of like rustle because of the wind or whatever.
Okay. I'm going to keep one eye on it though.
Find a dollar for every time I heard that. You can take any of those statements that were said.
But yeah, so are you guys continuing on? Past the bush?
No, I'll go, what was it, investigation?
Yeah, roll plus attention.
Oh, geez. Six.
Okay, you also get experience.
God damn it. All right, you know what? Let's get on this experience train. Eight!
Congratulations!
I am mediocre!
Okay, in that case then, you can ask one of the following questions. What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What is it going to do? What is being concealed here?
I mean, what is being concealed here seems pretty good for this bush. For this rustling bush.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So, as you, Marge, get closer to this rustling bush, that everyone else is kind of just, like, talking loudly around or whatever, as you get closer, it rustles a little bit more and a little bit more. And, like an encounter in Pokemon, out jumps an alien. It is not like the alien that you saw earlier, because it is smaller. It has, it's smaller, and it makes a beeline straight for your face. And that's where we're gonna cut it.
Oh, on a platter this time.
Yes,
thank you.
Oh god, Jackie, I'm so proud of you and your friends.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.